Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to 716. Just talking with Joe off the air about how a downpour is expected for the football game tonight. Eagles at Giants. Giants in all white. Love that look. That's nice. Eagles in red is weird. No, that's not true. I don't think they're in red. I like the fun Thursday night uniforms. I like the color rush. Color rush is often like black or white, though. I guess those are colors, right, Bulldog? Those are colors.
Yeah, but they're not colorful.
Right. Good point. Well said. John Harris of HoustonTexans.com
is wondering what he's got himself
not hung
into.
Up.
He's like, wow, this is scintillating radio.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing well, boys. How y'all doing?
Good. So the Texans are a 10-point favorite here at 2-3. That's about the biggest number in the league this weekend. Does that surprise you or no?
Yeah, absolutely. Totally and completely surprised. This team has not played. Look, they haven't won a game in regulation. They won two games in overtime. Now, obviously, they've beaten two teams that the city of Houston loves to see them beat, in the Indianapolis Colts on the road and the Dallas Cowboys at home. But I was shocked when I saw it at 10. And, of course, there was a little bit of a controversy earlier in the week because it came off the board. Everybody trying to figure out whether Deshaun Watson was going to play or not. And he said, yeah, I expect to play. And the number went back to 10. I'm shocked. Listen, against this Bills defense, the troubles that we've had in the goal-to-go situations. Guys, last week we had the ball six times inside the 3-yard line and scored 16 points. Six times inside the 3-yard line scored 16 points. So we can put up some yards and we can move the football. We just can't put it in the end zone. And that's been a big issue. So to be a favorite of 10 points is really shocking to me.
The thing about that, watching that game, John, that was egregious to me was – Watson in the shotgun there. I mean, it is a pass-happy league, and it's, you know, he might be a great player. But, you know, they had, what, you'll remember probably, they had a situation where they just had almost no distance to cover for a first down or for a touchdown, and they had him in the shotgun. Those plays, to me, are Watson running around getting hit.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting. On that fourth down play, you know, that was probably the one that everybody points to and says, well, look, if you had gone under center on that fourth down play, they wouldn't have been in that situation. The fact of the matter is if everybody runs the right route on that play, he probably doesn't have to run around. So, you know, I think it goes back to a little bit, it's execution, it's finding the right play call. And look, one thing that we have been over the years, I'm talking since Bill O'Brien took over in 14, as much as we want to be a tough physical football team, and we play that way, but down inside the goal line, we just can't score. I mean, Arian Foster was the only reason we scored once we got the ball inside the 5 for all those years. But when Arian Foster was gone, we have struggled anytime we've gotten in short yardage or we've gotten in goal-to-go situations. And it really reared its ugly head the other night. I mean, I don't know how many plays we had inside the 5-yard line. And earlier in the year, we were our worst enemy in some sense because we'd jump off sides, we'd hold, we'd have some sort of penalty that would back us up. But the other night, it was just lack of execution. And the one thing we don't have is a fullback. We decided to go away from that because we just felt like with Deshaun, we want to spread everybody out. And even if we get in, you know, goal line situations, that's what we're going to do. And last year they did the same thing. I think that's what's interesting is last year when they got in goal to go situations, they put Deshaun in the gun and we executed a whole heck of a lot better. So I don't know if it's just a little blip on the radar screen, but we got to do better. Otherwise, this defense of the Bills is going to eat us whole.
I wonder what the solution there is. I mean, score from farther out is a great idea, right? That'd be a jerk.
Well, you're right. You're right, though. Will Fuller and DeAndre Hopkins, I mean, those guys are big play receivers. So that might be the actual answer is to score from further out. So I don't know. Maybe the penalties help them in some sense.
John Harris, HoustonTexans.com. Let's talk about the injuries here and some of the skill guys. Watson and Miller both with chest injuries, and they both said, I think, that they would play Sunday. Is there any question about that?
I think for Lamar Miller, it's 100% go. He was full participation day of practice. So I think Lamar is going to be a go. Deshaun is the one that I think is going to be a game-time decision. The shot that he took, I mean, you guys saw it on television, and I saw it from yards away. There was one play that happened about 5 feet in front of me, and I saw him get hit by Leighton Vander Esch and two other Cowboys. And I saw his helmet go up by his mouth, and I'm just, his eyes got to roll back, and I went, oh, man, he's taking a pounding. And yet, he still comes up with the biggest plays of the game. So I just don't know that they can even take the chance after what happened last year, losing him after week 7 or week 8 or whatever it was, and then being a shell of the team we were with him. I don't know if they can take a risk and putting him out there, especially against this defense that is even, I think, more fast, is faster and more physical than what they saw against Dallas. So I think there is some questions still about Deshaun. He says he's going to be ready to go. If he's going, he hasn't practiced or hasn't practiced much this week. I know that. So even if he does go, there's probably going to be a little bit of rust that he's going to have to encounter early in this game, and that's definitely not something you want to have against Buffalo. So I still think there's some question about Deshaun, but I think Lamar will be 100% ready to go.
I would guess that a part of that question would be just the way that he normally plays. Like, he is someone who is going to expose himself, so if he's, you know, maybe more at risk, like asking him to go play and protect himself doesn't seem like something that would be able to work.
Right, you're exactly right. I mean, if it was somebody that just stayed in the pocket, you know, if it was Tom Brady dealing with a chest issue, who you knew was just, you could tell Tom, hey, stay in the pocket, work the pocket, and you'll be fine. And that'd be one thing, but you're right. That is a huge part of Sean's game. It's been a big part of what we do offensively, moving him around. But just moving him out of the pocket just a little bit is going to invite Matt Milano and Tremaine Edmonds to take full run off, you know, just running shots at him. And that's something, obviously, you don't want to do. Look, I wouldn't be surprised if he played. I think it's his biggest asset, his toughness. Where he's come from in Georgia growing up, what he's had to deal with in his life, what his mother had to deal with. He's a tough guy, really tough. And I think that's his biggest asset. But I think in some sense the other night it ended up being probably his biggest detriment. So I think that's that, and obviously his playing style leads into that. So I would be really surprised if he does play. So it might end up being Brandon Weeden against Josh Allen.
Ooh, Brandon Weeden, that's right. Josh, or John Harris, sorry, John, from Houston, Texas, HoustonTexans.com. I need to get some training and be better at this. Kiki QT and Will Fuller both have their injuries too. Fuller, perhaps conspicuously, very little, you know, target action. One catch maybe on Sunday night. What's and Hopkins is Hopkins. What's the status at wide receiver?
Well, I think both QT and Fuller are planning on playing. I think Will last week still trying to come back from the hamstring. I think that probably was, I don't want to say it was more mental than anything else, but I think they were trying to protect him with just different routes that he was running. But I think Will will be closer to 100% than he's been. And I think Kiki is going to be fine. But obviously the hamstring issue that shelved him up until week 4 was a pretty severe one. And we were told, you know, back in week 3 of the preseason when we went out to L.A. that there was a chance we could have seen him in that Rams game in week 3 of the preseason. But then all of a sudden, he's gone. He's not playing against the Cowboys. And he's not going to be ready for week 1. And we're like, oh, what happened? And so We anticipate that he re-aggravated it, and I know they're trying to avoid that again, but I do think that both QT and Fuller will play. And when all three of those guys are rolling, Hopkins, Fuller, and QT, and Watson is healthy, this offense is going to be very, very difficult to stop. They just scratched the surface of what they could do in Indianapolis when Fuller went out to half. But QT has been everything we want. I mean, he's a fourth-round pick. I mean, he has been everything we want in the slot position and then some. So he's come up with some really big plays for this team, and he's got to continue to do that. But I do think both of them will end up playing on Sunday.
How about things on the defensive side of the ball? Obviously, Watt has been a star in the league. He's had health challenges. How is this year going for him so far? Pretty well, I think.
Yeah, it's gone pretty well. They ought to shake a little bit of rust off. JJ in particular, after missing the number of games he did last year. But I think he's found the secret sauce, if you will, just what he's able to do. I mean, he's so good rushing off the edge, the way he uses his hands. I mean, he's just a problem for anybody. But what really has helped the defense is that Jadeveon Clowney has stepped his game back up, in particular going to Indianapolis. It's like the light switch went on when they went to Indy, and he had maybe the best game of his career. And then against Dallas, he was all over the place, and he does so many different things for them. So getting those two guys rolling, it would be really nice to get Whitney Mercilus going. That's the other one. If we can get a third pass rusher in a mix with Mercilus, who has done it before, he just hasn't been able to get loose, really, with Watt and Clowney rushing the edge. Whitney's had to move inside a lot and rush against the center in their kind of diamond package. But defensively, the other night against Dallas was probably the best performance they've had. They'd had such silly mistakes in earlier games that really cost them. And then against Indianapolis, I think, ran 85 plays in that game, having gone to overtime. And these guys were gassed. They were absolutely gassed at the end of the game, and I think that really hurt them trying to be effective in that game. So from that perspective, they were conditioned the other day much better. They only faced 60 plays. So it felt like the pieces are starting to fit together. Tyrann Mathieu and Justin Reed in the secondary are starting to fit together. Kareem Jackson moving over to safety has really kind of caught on. And so everybody's trying to fit really into their roles. I think they're starting to find it. Now, can they continue that week in and week out? That obviously is the question. But at least with Watt and Clowney, if they're playing at that level, you got a chance against anybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.